आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी डिस्कसेस वेस्ट एशिया कॉन्फ्लिक्ट एंड सिक्योरिटी ऑफ स्ट्रेट ऑफ हुर्मुज विद यूएई प्रेसिडेंट। ईरान कन्फर्म्स किलिंग ऑफ नेशनल सिक्योरिटी चीफ अली लारिजानी एंड हेड ऑफ बासिज फोर्स गुलाम रेजा सोलेमानी इन इजरायली स्ट्राइक्स। इलेक्शन कमीशन डिप्लॉयज ओवर 1,100 सेंट्रल ऑब्जर्वर्स फॉर असेंबली इलेक्शंस ऑफ असम, केरलम, पुदुचेरी, तमिलनाडु एंड वेस्ट बंगाल। कैंपेनिंग गेन्स मोमेंटम फॉर केरलम असेंबली इलेक्शंस। मेजर पॉलिटिकल फ्रंट्स रिलीज कैंडिडेट्स लिस्ट। High Level Committee for Uniform Civil Code submits its final draft report to Gujarat government. And India's Akarshi Kashyap enters Women Singles Main Draw at Orleans Masters Badminton Tournament in France. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the President of United Arab Emirates, UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday. In a telephonic conversation, both the leaders discussed the current situation in West Asia and security of the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that he reiterated India's strong condemnation of all attacks on the UAE that have resulted in loss of innocent lives and damage to civil infrastructure. The Prime Minister said both the sides agreed on the importance of ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. During the conversation, both the leaders reiterated the commitment to work together for the early restoration of peace, security and stability in the region. Iran has confirmed the killing of National Security Chief Ali Larijani and the head of the Basij force, Ghulam Reza Soleimani, in an Israeli strike. Larijani was one of Tehran's most prominent figures in the ongoing war against the US and Israel and close confidant of slain leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and his son Mojtaba. The confirmation comes hours after Israel said it eliminated two of the top Iranian security officials, including Larijani, in an Israeli strike aimed at weakening the Iranian leadership amid the ongoing conflict. Iran's Fars news agency said Larijani was targeted by American and Israeli fighter jets while he was at his daughter's house in the Pardis district east of Tehran. Iraq's capital Baghdad has been rocked by a series of explosions close to the U.S. embassy yesterday in the city's heavily fortified green zone as the rapidly escalating U.S.-Israeli war on Iran continued to spill over the border. Security sources said that at least three explosive drones also targeted a U.S. diplomatic facility near Baghdad International Airport, activating CRAM air defense systems. A fire also broke out near the central bank in the Al Jadiyara district, where debris from an aerial object had fallen close to the building's main gates, citing Iraqi authorities. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the attacks. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that most NATO allies have declined to join the U.S. military operation against Iran, criticizing the alliance and asserting that Washington does not need foreign support. He added that despite their reluctance, almost every country strongly agreed with what U.S. is doing and that Iran cannot in any way, shape or form be allowed to have a nuclear weapon.
The war is proceeding very, very strongly. We're doing very, very well. Iran, knocking the hell out of them, and you have to do that. We can't let them have a nuclear weapon. They were 2 weeks away from having a nuclear weapon. They were sending missiles, ballistic missiles, powerful missiles, to all of their neighbors, and for the most part, they were supposed to be somewhat friendly with their neighbors. They were going to blow the hell out of them.
Trump said he was not surprised by NATO members' response. French President Emmanuel Macron has said his country is ready to help secure the Strait of Hormuz, but only as part of a mission separate from the current Middle East war. Speaking ahead of a security meeting at the Elysee Presidential Palace, he stressed any mission would require discussions and de-escalation with Iran and must be entirely separate from the ongoing military operations and bombings. The Election Commission has deployed 1,111 central observers for the assembly elections of Assam, Keralam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and the by-election in six states. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar has reiterated that the polls will be conducted in a free, fair, violence-free and inducement-free manner, ensuring that every voter can exercise their franchise without fear or favour. More from our correspondent.
Out of 1,111 observers, 557 are general observers, 188 police observers and 366 expenditure observers. The commission informed that these officials will closely monitor all aspects of the electoral process. General observers will oversee the overall conduct of polls, police observers will supervise law and order and security arrangements, while expenditure observers will keep a strict vigil on election spending to curb the misuse of money power. The commission said that these observers will act as its eyes and ears on the ground to ensure strict adherence to the model code of conduct and election guidelines. The observers have been directed to reach their respective assembly constituencies by today and begin their duties immediately. Ishani Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The election campaign in Kerala has gained fresh momentum following the release of the first phase of candidates' lists by the three major political fronts. Meanwhile, election observers are scheduled to arrive in Kerala today, while expenditure observers had already reached the state yesterday. More from our correspondent.
Even though the deadline for filing nominations is March 23, the announcement of the initial candidate list by major fronts has intensified campaign activities. Informal campaigning had already been progressing in many regions even before the official declarations were made. The LDF and the NDA had earlier released their first lists. Yesterday, Congress, the prominent constituent of the UDF, announced a list of 55 candidates. The BJP announced a list of 47 candidates on Monday. Vidhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In Assam, senior Congress leader and Lok Sabha MP Pradyut Bordoloi has resigned from the party. In a letter addressed to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Bordoloi announced his decision to step down from all posts, privileges and his primary membership of the party. Mr. Bordoloi represents Nagaon Lok Sabha constituency. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Gujarat, the High-Level Committee for the Uniform Civil Code submitted its final draft report to the Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel in Gandhinagar yesterday. The committee, led by retired Supreme Court Judge Justice Ranjana Prakash Desai, prepared this report after conducting an extensive study and gathering public feedback across the districts of Gujarat. The draft report proposes a common legal framework for all religions and communities on matters including marriage, divorce, inheritance and adoption. A primary focus of the recommendations is to ensure equal rights and security for women. The committee highlighted that the draft also takes into account the unique geographical and cultural diversity of the state. Lok Sabha will take up discussion and voting today on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for 2026-27. The House is also scheduled to take up discussion and voting on the demands for grants under the control of Home Ministry, External Affairs Ministry and Power Ministry. Replying to a discussion on demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways in the Lok Sabha last evening, Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said the financial health of railways has improved significantly under PM Modi's leadership in the last 10 years.
The financial health of the railways has improved significantly due to the efforts made over the past 10 years under the leadership of the Honorable Prime Minister. The railways has a strong focus on safety, passenger amenities and enhancing the facilities provided to passengers.
Meanwhile, Parliament passed the Appropriation Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha returning it to the lower house after discussion yesterday. Lok Sabha had already given its approval to the Appropriation Bill. Bharat Tribes Fest 2026 will commence in the national capital from today to the 30th of this month, showcasing the cultural heritage and entrepreneurship of tribal communities. The fest is being organized by Tribal Cooperative Marketing Development Federation of India at Sundar Nursery and will be inaugurated by the Union Tribal Affairs Minister Jewel Oram. This fest will feature over 200 stalls representing 78 Vandhan Vikas Kendras and more than 300 tribal artisans from across the country. Sikkim Prerna Sthal is set to be inaugurated today at Bardang in the presence of Governor Om Prakash Mathur. A report.
In October 2023, a devastating glacial lake outburst flood, GLOF, struck Sikkim, causing large-scale destruction. 22 Indian Army soldiers deployed on duty made the supreme sacrifice. To honor their sacrifice, Sikkim Prerna Sthal at Bardang was conceptualized. The first memorial complex was inaugurated by Union Minister of Defense Rajnath Singh on 11th October 2024. In 2025, a high-mast national flag was hoisted. In 2026, recognizing Bardang as a gateway to Sikkim, an expanded memorial complex named Sikkim Prerna Sthal has been developed. The site forms part of the Ranbhumi Darshan initiative, promoting battlefield tourism, including development of locations such as Dokala and Chola tourist viewpoints. With Manas Pratim Sharma, Moinak Chatterjee, Akashwani News, Gangtok.
In BWF Super 300 Badminton Tournament, Akarshi Kashyap has entered the women singles main draw at the Orleans Master 2026 after winning both her qualifying matches yesterday. Akarshi will now take on Yeo Ya Min of Singapore in the first round. Kidambi Srikanth, Ayush Shetty, Malvika Basod, Anmol Kharb and Tanvi Sharma will begin their campaigns today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakkal.
Thank you, Pramod. Almost all newspapers report on the killing of Iran's security chief Ali Larijani. The Hindustan Times headlines, Iran rejects talks as Israel says it killed security chief, while the Times of India headlines, Larijani, security chief who was running Iran, killed, says Israel. Another prominent story covered in most newspapers is Pakistan's barbaric airstrikes on a drug rehabilitation hospital, resulting in the death of 400 people. The Pioneer headlines, 400 killed in Pak strike on Kabul hospital, India slams barbaric act, while the Indian Express says, Pak strike on Kabul hospital kills 400, massacre dressed up as operation, says India. The Tribune in a story says future civil servants advised to pause and post wisely on social media, even as the story of a man killing himself with a gun while doing a video for social media is covered in all newspapers. And finally, the editorial in the Indian Express titled Uncertainties Over U.S. Deal and India's Challenge writes that the implications of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that struck down President Donald Trump's policy of reciprocal tariffs are unfolding across the world. A few days ago, Malaysia's investment, trade and industry minister is reportedly to have said that the deal between the two countries was null and void following the U.S. court's decision. The paper concludes that in this unpredictable environment, India must use the space available to it to negotiate for greater market access. Its approach must be guided by the objectives of seeking predictable, transparent and stable trade relations. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia conflict and security of Strait of Hormuz with UAE President. Iran confirms killing of National Security Chief Ali Larijani and head of Basij Force Ghulam Reza Helobani in Israeli strikes. Election Commission deploys over 1,100 central observers for assembly elections of Assam, Keralam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Campaigning gains momentum for Keralam assembly elections. Major political fronts release candidates' lists. High-level Committee for Uniform Civil Code submits its final draft report to Gujarat government. And India's Akarshi Kashyap enters women singles main draw at Orleans Masters Badminton Tournament in France. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.